Purchase necessary. See store for rules. Void where prohibited. Must be U.S. resident 18 or older.
I am he as you are me, and we are all together. See how they run like figs from a gun, see how they fly.
From computer geek to computer chic, it's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Waiting for the battle. Hey, does your computer feel like a walrus?
My computer feel like a walrus?
Yeah.
It's kind of smaller than that.
But, you know, slow and lethargic. And
you know what? Actually, that brings up something kind of funny. You know how I don't know if people were listening now or listening to Rosie's show before.
Yeah.
But Romy was talking about a lesson that he learned or was reminded of this week because he was trying to mess with his toilet and took off the cover and ended up shooting out the top. And the lesson, anyway, the moral of the story was don't forget to turn off the water supply before we start working on things and get rid of the pressure on the line because even if you think you know what you're doing, bad things can happen.
And?
Anyway, my story is kind of along those same lines.
Okay.
My computer started running slower and slower and slower this week, and finally it got really, really slow, like I couldn't even work with the dang thing. And so I'm starting to look around thinking, well, what did I install? What did I do? And I'm pulling my hair out trying to figure out what I did, and I didn't really do anything. And, you know, of course,
sure you didn't.
That's what we tell people all the time.
Yeah.
And Garrett walks in, and I said, hey, my thing's doing weird stuff, and just said, here's what I've tried, here's what I looked at, and he goes, did you bother to look at the CPU fan to see if it's still, you know, functional? So I open it up, and of course, it's not spinning at all.
Right.
So it had been doing that for a couple of days. I replaced the CPU fan, and it's much happier now.
You know how heat, that may have some bearing on computing.
Yeah, overlooking the obvious, though, is the point of the story is, even if you think it's probably okay, you know, if you have the intelligence enough, or the knowledge enough, really, not the intelligence, the knowledge enough to know what common problems are, don't just assume that, no, it couldn't be that, and move on.
It couldn't be a virus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why we, professionally speaking, when we work on machines, we do it very systematically, and we don't skip any steps, because if you do, those are the ones that bite you right there in a can.
In the keister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we have news? Are we doing news now?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we should really warn her about 10 seconds before that.
Well,
now
I need to turn on my mic and whatnot.
We have a little news.
Next time you hear this sound, you'll know the news is coming. And it's the Computer Corner news, not to be confused with the Gale Bass real news.
Mine's fake news.
Mykel is no digital dominatrix.
No.
Not yet, anyway. She's working on it.
I'm coming up in
the
world.
Hey, what's in the news of technology here?
Well, there's a couple things. In the newsletter last night, I should say, the FTC, to get you, opted out of telemarketers, basically to stop phone spam.
Yes.
Well, when you sign up for that, you go in, and then they send you back a confirmation email saying that this is what you want. You want to take your number off. Well, apparently Yahoo's spam filters filtered out those confirmation messages, so anybody who tried to do that, basically, it's not going to happen.
If you signed up to say don't take me off the list, but you were using a Yahoo email address, you may want to do it again because you have to reply to that email, or else you won't be verified.
And right.
So if you are a Yahoo user, and this is the fun we've been talking about spam filtering, letting somebody else filter your stuff for you.
That can be awfully aggressive stuff out there.
Yeah, and, you know, the big companies are going to err on the side of caution, so they'd rather filter out good stuff than let the bad stuff through.
That's right.
And guess what?
So you might want to, if you are an AOL, or excuse me, a Yahoo user, if you go to sign up at that don'tcall.gov site, use a non-Yahoo address if you have one.
Well, they have fixed it, so you can go in now
again.
And just redo it.
Another reason why also, never be the first of anything. Wait a day or two, always, you know, when an update comes out or when something new like this happens, to let them kind of work out any kind of little buggies.
What are you talking about? I want off that list now!
Okay, but it's going to take 3 months anyway, so three months in a day is no big deal.
I guess there is that.
Either way, there is time.
What else are we talking about?
Okay, there are more colleges now offering degrees in video gaming.
Wait a minute. You can go somewhere and get a degree for playing video games?
Yes, you can.
Garrett's all running out of the studio right now.
It's like the heck with this data doctor thing.
Yeah, I'm going to go make video games.
Is it playing video games, or is it actually designing them?
Well, I don't know. There are jobs. The school teaches designing them, but there are jobs. Like, I actually applied for one in California when I was going to college, that you could go play video games all day long, and you kind of look for errors in the video game and take notes, you get paid to do this.
I'll bet that was a really high-paying job.
You know how they have AA degrees and BA degrees? This is the ultimate BS degree.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for that gamer that could live off of Twinkies and Mountain Dew in a $10 a week budget.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the whole gaming world, isn't it?
Yeah. That's what they do anyways. Why not do it playing video games?
Yeah, get an extra $5
get
an hour.
Get paid for paying it.
All right.
But anyway, so no, this college actually offers training on design. Because to make a video game, you have to have art, you have to have music, you have to have math, you have to have people that do computer science, physics, all of this stuff. So you actually learn different classes to help you to become a better designer.
Yeah, we actually have one of those schools here in the Phoenix area.
Yeah,
actually, it's down in Tempe on Baseline.
Yeah, quite a few of them popping up there. So mom and dad, when your kids say, hey, I want to go to college and I want to go to a video game school, it's
don't
for real.
Don't be surprised.
And Garrett's running one of these schools. It's called the Garrett Basement School of Video Gaming.
Yeah.
You pay your $12 fee as you walk through the door.
It looks like Dexter's Laboratory in my basement right now.
All right, what else?
Okay, and then Microsoft, as of Thursday, has released the Windows 2K Service Pack 4.
Windows 2K, that sounds technical.
Yes, that's Windows 2000.
Oh.
So not if you have XP, you have ME, don't worry about it. It's only for Windows 2000 users.
Well, if you have Windows ME, worry.
Be afraid.
Be very afraid.
As Brian Scalzo waves his hand.
Very, very afraid.
Yes.
So what kind of things are in the service pack?
Well, it has everything, of course, included from service pack 3, 2, and 1. But what it does is functions, you know, when you usually get an error message, it says, I'm going to call Microsoft back at home and send them this error message. Well, before, you had no privacy opt-out in there, and now they are allowing in Windows 2000, you can opt out of these different functions that have your computer call back to Microsoft.
The call home?
Yeah.
ET phone home?
Exactly. So it's more privacy for you, if that's what you want.
So, yeah, you were Windows 2000 users that saw that option in Windows XP of, hey, I can turn off this error reporting and stuff. You can now do that with the new service pack.
Definitely.
Now, how much does this service pack cost?
It is free.
Free!
Free. And especially those people who forget to update regularly,
yes.
This is perfect because it has all of your updates, all
okay,
in
now,
one little package.
How long has this service pack been out?
It's been out since Thursday, so only a day and a half.
Okay, you corporate people that have lots of machines out there, you might want to download the service pack to one machine and test it, just because there have been issues with
service
packs.
Every once in a while, you see, you know, like the old days, Microsoft, in their Windows NT product, they had a real bad problem with their service pack 5, and about a week later, they put out service pack 6. And then about another 3 days later, they put out Service Pack 6A.
Mm.
So, yeah, if you're in a big corporate environment, definitely try that thing out for a week or so. Make sure it's all happening before you just roll that out enterprise-wide.
And if you have one machine and it's Windows 2000, it's the only machine, it's the one you rely upon, you may want to wait a week or two. Let's just see what the fallout is. That, you know, and if you don't hear any major stories in the technology media, then you're probably good to go.
Definitely.
What he said.
Yeah, okay, Michael, thank you.
Wait, I also want to throw into Greg, who is on the line. I would stick with ATI. I personally use an ATI card, and I'm not as big of a gamer as many other people. But from what I've read and seen, it has outperformed the NVIDIA by far. And also, NVIDIA was just caught scamming on their benchmarks with their drivers. So go ATI.
Woohoo! We got a war going here.
Competition is
hey,
good.
Hey, you know
though.
What? We got some solid, you know, hardcore gamers out there. Let's everybody email us and tell us. Give us your side of the ATI versus NVIDIA.
Thank you for your uninformed opinion.
Wow. Michael. That's just wrong. Anyway, if you are out there, email us. Go to our website, datadoctors.com. Go to the radio section, and you'll see the little interface that you can use.
You don't want to hear the tragedy? I don't think she even got to hear that.
That's okay. Send it in. Let us know which side of the debate you're on. Is it NVIDIA or is it ATI, you gamers? All right, back to the phones.
Let's bring Rod in and see. Brian's telling me we've got to go to a break. Tell you what, we're going to bring Rod in and ask him what his question is. We're going to try to tease this thing a little bit.
Yes, Rod, would you tease the audience, please?
Okay, I'm a retired person, and I use a computer periodically, but I do have an old computer that I've changed to a different one, and I wondered if the hard drive can be erased, and if so, how it can be done.
Sure, that's a great question.
Good questions. People all the time are asking us, how do we make sure that I can erase that stuff so that I can sell this or donate this? And when we come back from the break, we're going to give you and all those people that are wondering, how do I erase that data?
Thank you very much.
The answer. So hang right tight, right where you're at there, Rod. We're going to put you on hold, and when we come back from the break, we're going to answer that question and more of yours at 602-277-5827. It's the Computer Corner.
Don't forget, if you're out there listening outside of the Phoenix area, we want roll call. Tell us where you're listening from, and we'll make mention of it here on the air.
Imagine you're in a car crash and lose part of your memory. Imagine you've had a stroke and can't speak clearly or get your thoughts straight. Imagine your dad has Alzheimer's. This is Dr. David McPhee of Mind Over Matter, Saturdays 2 p.m. Join me and my guest, Dr. Danny Rosenbaum, who specializes in what's going on in your brain and who knows how to help. Learn the latest tests and treatments for the brain and call in with questions. Mind Over Matter, Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Three successive victories at Le Mans. Two first-place rankings in recent car and driver comparison tests. From Audi, the company that makes cars that are hard to pass, come cars that are even harder to pass up. Introducing Race to Audi Days. Exceptional prices on the A4, A6, and TT. The fast to drive A4, the thoroughbred German sports sedan, the A6 with its superb styling and dynamic performance, both available with the legendary traction of Quattro all-wheel drive, and the sports car that moves your senses, the TT, with the ease of available automatic, and like all Audis, the freedom of no-charge scheduled maintenance. Race to Audi Days. Hurry, the race is on.
Through June 30th, lease the A4 1.8T Multitronic for $299 a month. 48 months and $899 due at signing. Taxes, title, and dealer fees extra. Visit Audi North Scottsdale, south of the 101 Loop on North Scottsdale Road, or Scottsdale Audi at 68th Street in McDowell in Scottsdale today.
Do you want to increase your earning potential in the IT field? Do you want to expand your IT knowledge and skill set but can't afford to quit your day job? Well, Collins College has a new bachelor's program in network technology that can work around your schedule and give you the flexibility professionals like you need. Learn about programming, configuration, and the setup of Cisco routers, switches, and virtual private networks, along with configuration and setup of wireless technologies. At Collins College, they know your time is valuable and limited, so their network technology program integrates interactive online courses that you can take anytime, anywhere, along with the traditional hands-on on-campus classes, giving you the tools needed to work in any IT infrastructure worldwide. Online, on campus, on course, at Collins College. Call today, 1-888-356-7700. Collins College is located up Priest between University and Broadway in Tempe. Call today, 1-888-356-7700.
Right now, come to Lowe's for these special values on appliances, like free delivery with mail-in rebate on all major appliances priced $397 or more. Just choose what you like and we'll take care of the rest. And now, when you buy any KitchenAid dishwasher, we'll install it for free with mail-in rebate. With offers like these, you won't have to lift a finger. This summer, keep it cool with the Roper 21.6 cubic foot side-by-side refrigerator for only $5.97. And with new low prices on all room air conditioners, your summer will be the coolest ever. What's more, use your Lowe's consumer credit card and ask for zero payments and zero interest for 12 months, if paid in full within 12 months, on all purchases store-wide of $2.99 or more. But hurry, these special offers won't last forever. Lowe's, improving home improvement. Delivery offer excludes microwaves and expires 7/29. Installation offer expires 7/31. Credit offer expires 7/13.
Bust it.
I never knew a love like this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Let's jump right back into the phones here and pull Rod back in. It is the Computer Corner, by the way. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney with you here every weekend from 10 a.m. to about 11:45. We take you right up into Paul Harvey, and afterwards we're followed up by that with Gail Bass, Michael Dixon, and Hollywood Dave in the screening room. Things all about movies, so.
Oh, yeah.
It's good stuff right here on News Radio 620 KTAR.
For sure. All right, before we went to break, Rod was asking about basically getting rid of data from an old hard drive. Is that correct, Rod?
That is correct.
Now, is this a hard drive by itself, or is it inside of an old machine as well?
Well, it's an old Mac that's about 10 or 12 years old, and I guess it would be inside the machine.
Okay, so...
It's not a disk-type thing that I'm referring to. It's the hard drive in the machine.
You said it was a Mac?
Yes, sir.
Okay, our advice is going to change a little bit when we come to a Mac, and let's ask you actually a kind of what would be a follow-up question, but we're going to put it as a pre-question. What do you plan on doing with this machine once you wipe it clean?
Donate it.
Okay. That's going to change a lot of our answer, because we have a place that we'd recommend you donate it to that's going to take care of making sure it's securely deleted for you.
Okay.
And it's somebody we trust, and we can tell you with for sure certainty they're going to take care of making sure the stuff is wiped out for you.
Okay.
The place you want to talk to is a group called the Strut Program, and specifically you can go to AZ Strut.
AZ Scrub?
Strut. And I'm going to spell that for you. AZ is in Arizona, right?
Yep.
STRUT, like struts on a car.
Or like strut your stuff.
Okay.
And what the strut stands for is Students Recycling Used Technology.
Okay.
.org, not .com, .org.
Yeah, azstrut.org, and when you're there, you'll be able to see a place where you can contact them and where you can deliver your thing to drop off to donate.
They have this program in most of the high schools throughout the city now.
Okay.
The high school students actually get, you know, they get class credit for turning this old equipment into usable, donatable stuff. And one of the things they do is they wipe the data from the drives, and they may actually pull the hard drive completely out of your machine and put a bigger hard drive in it. Or, you know, there's all kinds of things that they'll do just to make the best, you know, from all the donations that they can.
If you were in the
do you have a local phone number that I could contact?
It's all,
I'm not on the web.
All right, hang on. I'll get it for you.
We're going to get that for you, but I'm going to talk you through anybody else who's out there that's listening who maybe wasn't going to donate it. We're big in the PC world, so we'd have a bunch of different suggestions on how you could wipe that thing clean before you donated it were you a PC user. But next week's show, in case anybody's listening out there and they're not a PC user, they're a Linux, a Unix, a Mac user, whatever the case may be, and they're not a Windows user, we're going to have people in that can answer those kinds of questions, so you definitely would want to call in next week, and if you have those kinds of questions. Otherwise,
AZ Strut will take care of that. Are you inviting Mac listeners to call in next week? Are you actually doing that?
Yes, and Linux users. And Unix users, and
oh, great.
Whatever the operating system is you use, if it's not a Windows-based operating system and you have questions and we can't answer those for you, next week's show is going to be for you, definitely.
Oh, yeah, you old DOS guys, you call in for me.
Send in the penguin.
All right, so here's the number for AZ Strut.
Okay.
And we'll also include this in our newsletter for those of you that subscribe. It's 602-454-2680. And chances are it's going to be a voice message, just leave them a message, but... the refurbishing centers are all over the city.
It's a great program. You take your stuff, and it's going to get it's going to get used by students to learn with your stuff. B, they're going to take it then and give it to somebody who could actually use your technology. And if it can't be used, or any parts of it can't be used, then it's going to get properly broken down into the separate components and actually recycled, and not thrown in a landfill. So all the ways around, it's a good thing. It's easy for you to just drop it off, and you're done.
What part of town are you in?
Central Phoenix.
Central? Central Arizona, Camelback High, Brophy. These are all participating schools.
Brophy is too?
Brophy is, yes.
Is Xavier?
No.
Okay. Now, when you say schools, can it be taken to them and have it done through that, or is it
should
be taken to the company?
No. There is no company. This is an organization that's basically based in schools.
Okay.
So the schools are where the recycling centers are.
Okay.
But they're also going to wipe the drive out. If they can make it into something that's useful to somebody, they will. If not, they may just use it like a kind of like a... what do they call the dead body?
Donor.
Yeah, but with people.
Cadaver.
Where they can learn from that. Mm-hmm. And if it can be made into something useful for someone.
What is this, a game show now?
Yeah. They'll go ahead and do that. Otherwise, they'll break it down to the bare raw components and get it recycled properly so that it's not, you know, polluting the planet there.
Very good.
Again, for those of you that missed it, 602-454-2680. That's the number to the Arizona Strut.
Or azstrut.org online.
Right. Students Recycling Use Technology is a great program.
Thank you very much for your help.
Thank you, Rod. By the way, for those of you that want to leave your operating system intact, but you want to make sure that particular files like Quicken files and, you know, particular individual files are gone, there's a free program called Eraser that we highly recommend that will totally scrub your hard drive 26, 35 times where that file was,
yes,
making it impossible for that file to ever come back.
And that's, again, for any Windows platform. So Mac users, that's why we said, you know, we're not good with those kinds of things, but we'll have your solution next week if you want to call in with any of those kinds of things. So.
Pandering to the Mac.
Hey! I'm not pandering.
We'll put the link to Eraser in our newsletter as well, in our follow-up newsletter. So if you're not a subscriber, subscribe, and you'll get all this info in your email box first part of next week.
Okay.
All right.
What about our Geek Speak of the Week? You want to do that real quick before we go to a break?
Yes. Every week we try to bring you a term, a part of our vernacular, if you will, that you can use and understand. Or, you know, when your kids say these words, you'll know what they're saying. And this is particularly important. This week's Geek Speak of the Week is frag. We talked about it earlier.
Yep.
Basically, it means to kill another player in a multi-user video game. So, when you hear your kids talking about fragging, don't get a little, you know, Don't get it upset. It's,
don't trip.
Yeah, don't trip. Don't be tripping. It's ill. So anyway, Frag, that is this week's Geek Speak of the Week. Man, what happened? We got another segment to go here. Huh?
I know. We got one segment left, so we're going to try to take care of Bruce, Dave, Don, Susan, any of those people we can. If we can't get you on the air, fear not. We'll get you off and answer your question either way.
And when we come back, we've got our WebAttack free download of the week. If you want to give online gaming a try, we got a free download that's got a really cool, very popular game that you can try it out. So stay tuned for that.
And during the break, check out the resources at datadoctors.com. Click on the radio section, and we'll get back to your calls and questions when we come back.
Garrett, say something.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we'll be back right after this.
We've got...